This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth App, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I hit to my top five and five, I gotta admit to you also opine that TS is ugly, but yet you've been an avid buyer of all her music. No, I haven't. You're a liar. A ball face, booty in the face liar. Never. I do not own one Taylor Swift song. I have never downloaded one Taylor Swift song on Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, I'm just making it up. I've never heard any of her music because I don't listen to Taylor S. I will never say her both first and last name together. I don't like her. Including but not limited to bids on her soon to be released album, whatever. LOL. Can you block Chauncey? Like block him on everything. If he's on X, if he's on Facebook, if he's on Snapchat, WhatsApp, Twitter, well, that's X. Facebook, LinkedIn, block him. Everything. Talk to text, YouTube, boop, done. There, you're done. I'm just kidding. I just don't get it. I don't. There's some music I don't like. There's some guy music, like back in the day, it just never, like guy slow music just, it just didn't. It just never did. I am a high energy, EDM, all that. Martin Circus, all that, like all that. This stuff, I can't.
How do you feel about Rush?
No, I don't like Rush.
Okay.
And it's not a big deal. I'm just never, it just never, like, you know, it just never, like, it just didn't do it. Here's music I like. That's the kind of music I like. I'm not into all that other, like, other. Don't you like that? That's music. Right here. All right. So if you hear that coming from a car and you look up, I think that's Dr. Ken. Or? That.
What's your DJ name?
I don't have a DJ name. I haven't had a DJ name in years. Years and years and years I haven't had a DJ name. I haven't. I can do this. This the remix. Miami. Okay, so that's enough. So you can get a flavor of the kind of music I like, not the boring. You don't even know this one.
Nights in white satin.
Okay. So I had to tell somebody about that song. That you don't want to play. What was it? I said, did you listen to the lyrics? They were like, no. I was like, okay. And they listened to the lyrics. They were like, oh, like, yeah, you don't do that. I mean, but some people don't, they don't know. They thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I want to play that. No, you don't want to do that. That's really not a cool thing to do. Oh, I think it'll be cool. Don't do that. But I like high energy dance music. I do.
We were talking before the show about some behind the scenes stuff, and I have like 30,000 things I'm thinking about right now. Because like your break screens, I'm thinking some graphics. I'm like DJ. I'm trying to come up
don't
with
do
a good.
It. Don't
I'm coming.
Do
I'm going to come
don't
up with a good it. DJ name.
Don't do it. The old school they called me is OGDK.
OGDK. That's too many letters.
Nobody asked you. It's my name, OGDK. That's it. Four letters. That's it. Like, I'm not asking permission.
I'm saying as a younger person who's like, you know, bringing in
OGDK. I am not trying to. I'm not, hey, act your age. OG. I'm an OG. I'm loving it. I'm living it. Gangster. Then everybody laughing. Ain't no gangster.
Number 5.
From WISN.com, Milwaukee police said a vehicle being driven by a suspect had been connected to a recent non-fatal shooting, and a 17-year-old is now in custody in connection to that police chase in Milwaukee that ended with a deadly crash near 51st and Center this past Saturday, killing an innocent driver. That's what I get for drinking coffee before I start talking. Milwaukee police said the crash happened just before 7:40 p.m. when officers spotted a vehicle near 60th and Meineke. Cars wanted in connection with a recent non-fatal shooting, and witnesses at the scene described the chaos, with one saying, I hear sirens, I pull over like you're supposed to, and I see the cops chasing somebody. The crash turned three blocks of Center. That didn't make any sense. into a massive. Oh, I got it. The crash turned three blocks of Center Street into a massive crime scene, with witnesses reporting that someone was receiving CPR along the road for nearly 20 minutes. Police confirmed that the person receiving CPR was the innocent driver hit and later pronounced dead. The person who died was identified as 30-year-old Hassan Harris. 31-year-old passenger has serious injuries. Why would you run? Homer Blow was talking about that earlier. Why would you run? Like, why? Like, what is that? You've already messed up. You're already wanted in a shooting. You know that. And then you run from the police, and then you kill somebody else. And then you actually kill someone else. Makes absolutely no sense. Some of the things we do. Although, I guess right now, because I don't know if it's because of Black Lives Matter or whatever, but I guess boycotts work.
Number four.
From Blavity.com, the Target CEO is stepping down. He's like, I'm out of here. They ran him off. CEO of Target stepping down as the company continues to struggle to increase profits in the face of a boycott from black customers. The change at the top of the company after months of black customers avoiding the store over its decision to scale back programs to recruit black and other minority employees to support black-owned businesses. So here's the kicker. You're also hurting all the black people who have all of their products in Target. My suggestion, you may want to find another store. Target might not be around long enough for you to actually do that. Target announced that Brian Cornell will be stepping down from his top position at the company. Michael Fidelke, currently chief operating officer at Target, will step into the CEO role. And you know what that means, right? He going to get held for all the stuff the prior one did. The change, unanimously approved by the board, comes as the company has underperformed financially in recent years, a situation that the company hopes Fidelke will be able to change. So if he goes to the black community and does a mea culpa, sure. Otherwise, not going to happen. And see, one thing that people forget, there's a negligible loss you can do. But when you have black people who are roughly 13.5% of a population, that number sways elections, sways how much money you make in your store, sways a lot of things. And one of the reasons is that we are becoming non-monolithic. We don't all think the same way and all that. We do some things the same. We hold some things important and dear. But the way we've been taken advantage of in the past, those days are over. And I think Target found out, well, the hard way, that life is a-changing. Oh, and by the way, if you have Gmail, yeah, your life's about to change again.
Number three.
From Forbes.com, Google has confirmed that hackers are gaining access to Gmail accounts. That's because y'all don't use that verification and second and all that stuff. So compromised passwords are behind a significant number of successful intrusions, but there's a separate warning from the tech giant that must now be addressed. Most Gmail users must change their password to secure their account. This month, we've seen a raft of warnings. All 2.5 billion Gmail users are now at risk after Google's own Salesforce database was hacked. We have also seen the latest warnings that scammers pretend to be Google support staff and are targeting account holders via emails and calls using Google's own AI to help do it. I don't answer people's emails. I don't answer people's texts. And if you're not in my mail, like if you send me a text and I don't know who you are, I block you. And then people will call me and say, hey, I tried to call you and I got blocked. Yeah, because I don't know who you are. So text me and say, hey, this is so-and-so. Like, who does that and doesn't put their name in it? That's just weird to me. Hey, I'm going to text you. I've never texted you before, but I'm not going to tell you who I am. And then I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to get an instant junk. Done. Before this latest set of hacks and warnings, Google had already warned that most account holders need to upgrade the security on those accounts. That means using a form of two-factor authentication that's not SMS, and even more critically, adding a passkey to accounts and then using that as the default signing. So I have passkeys to everything. Like, I got to show my face or use my phone and do all this other stuff, and it's like two or three steps. I'd rather do that than to go through what happened to a friend of mine the other day. Hey, I got a RFP and I want you to sign up for it. And it was written like you would have thought it was from him. And I looked at it and I went, okay, first of all, you've never sent me anything business related in the entire time I've known you. So what did I do? Send him a text. Hey, dude, did you just send me this email? He said, no, I got hacked. I said, you know, you might want to tell people that. Like, when people hack your email, you should actually send out another email and say, hey, if you receive the email from me, it will hack. It'll be right after the other one. You go, oh, okay. And you, So now I had to block him. And it was a business account. That's what made it so bad. It was a business account. Don't you get tired of all this stuff in life? I get tired of it. I'm ready to tap out. I'm ready to see if I can just get a lot of money and roll.
Number two.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Powerball jackpot is at $750 million. It's the 10th largest in history. It has a cash value of $338.6 million. So after you pay the state, pay the county, and you know the excise tax on Powerball is at 55%, right? Did you know that? Some states will hit you for 55%. If I'm at $750 million, $750 million, I'm really not going to care. I'm just really not going to care. Like, I'm not going to care whether, hey, we was going to give you $750 million. We only going to give you $338. Oh, and all I had to do was buy a dollar ticket or $5 ticket to win $338.6 million. Darn it, that's okay. I'm going to give you the ticket back. No. I'm taking $338.6 million and I'm wrong. And you know it's going to be more because more people are going to play. So the $750 is going to go to like $850, $900. So here's the key. Do you do that? People say you shouldn't gamble. But I don't think it's gambling if you play only as, like, I've only played, like, in my entire life, in my 60s, I've only played the lottery maybe. I can't think of a year that I've actually played the lottery like twice in a year.
Really?
Right. Like I haven't played the lottery this year ever. I might buy one for Wednesday.
Every time the jackpot gets over $1 billion, I play.
I don't. I just I'd rather earn it.
$1 billion?
Yeah. Because then I don't have any issues with people and cousins that are, Hey, I was online and I saw that you're my fourth cousin. Can you? No.
You're already blocking the number anyway.
I'm just not. I saw you on Ancestry.com and I see you. No, you're not doing that. I wouldn't do that to my first cousins. If you're my fifth cousin, it's an absolute no. I'm not even going to take your DM.
You're not breaking off any for anybody?
Okay. Nope. I'm going to set it up so there's perpetual income for at least five generations. Then I'm done. You got to earn it. You got to be a certain age before you can get it. All that. You can't just roll in. Hey, I got some. No. I mean, you do have money. You just don't have access to money. You're only getting this. And it's going to be just enough to live off of, but not enough to stay at home. So you're going to still have to go to work. And if you go to work, you'll make out like a fat rat. If you don't, it won't be enough to live off of. It's like making $100,000or it's like making $50,000 and you need $55 to live off of. I'll give you another 20 or 30 and then you can live great. But if you say, well, I'm not going to work then because I'm getting that, it's not enough to live off of.
So five generations, you're getting really good vacations. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, you'll get really good vacations, but part of it is that you have to work for the family business. You have to work for that. Like, you'll have like a family
DJing business.
No. They'll hire somebody to invest and work with your money. Like, you have like a whole family office. Like, that person's hired to be your personal investor. You got to work for them. You got to go to work every day. You got to help find. You got to work. And then when you get a certain age, then you can get it. Other than that, nope. You are not going to live like JFK Jr. Live like a fool and then kill everybody in your family. No, you're not going to do that. Hard-headed, arrogant, stupid. Just But that's what money strays. Does for people. But I mean, think about it. You get in an airplane. People tell you, hey, dude, it's overcast. You are a visually rated pilot. You are not instrument rated. So you only fly by vision. Yes, you're only going from New York to Martha's Vineyard. Yes, I know. But it's cloudy and it's overcast. And you almost hit a plane coming in for a landing when you left JFK. And we're shocked that you flew yourself and your wife and your sister-in-law and killed them? Come on. Dude, come on. After Top 5 at 5, we're going to talk about just that. We're going to talk about the fact that money and luxury items can kill you. It can. It can kill you. And we need to be careful of that because people with money do dumb things. People with money do weird things.
Number one.
From Fox6Now.com, if you haven't heard, over the weekend, according to Milwaukee police, 43-year-old victim was shot and wounded around 9:50 a.m. Victim was taken to the hospital, is expected to survive. That's from 24th and Hopkins. You had 69th and Carmen, 26th and Atkinson, 12th and Concordia, 20th and Cleveland. What does that mean? That means we had six people shot, one of them fatally, 16-year-old shot and killed near 12th and Concordia, and a 14-year-old was also injured in a shooting near 20th and Cleveland. Same question then that I have now. Where are the protests? Where's the protests? We had shootings. We have all this stuff. Where are the protests? Still waiting. Where are the protests? That I don't understand. I've never understood how we're not protesting black lives being killed, people being shot. Nothing. And I find it interesting. Could you do me a favor? Wauwatosa PD had a Waukesha PD had a alert earlier for a guy that was critical missing that they were searching. I think it was a silver alert. They were looking for a guy. Ah, here it is. Can you see whether or not that's still in effect? It was on Twitter. There's a silver alert for a guy in a wheelchair, Willie Darrow, D-A-R-R-O-U-G-H, last seen on 95th and Blue Mound Road in Wauwatosa. He's a black male, 6'1", 175 pounds, black and gray hair, 2 inches in length, wearing a white and black T-shirt, and distressed jeans. Waukesha Police Department. If you see him, contact them at 262-524-3831. Let's see if he's still out. He's in a wheelchair. So it's not like you have to chase him. He's in a wheelchair. So. But, okay, it's still open. Okay, so if you're on the lookout or if you're driving around 95th and Blue Mound, or clearly he's moving east. Be on the lookout for that. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, luxury items. Is it going to kill us?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-10. Number just went. I looked at this. As soon as I read it, my brain went, great impressions. That's what's on my mind. Great impressions, graphics, and printing. They've been proudly serving the community for over 26 years from their location at the corner of 54th and Burleigh. in Milwaukee. Their dedication to quality and customer satisfaction has made them a trusted name in printing and design. They offer a wide variety of services, including banners, posters, yard signs, business cards, programs, postcards. Plus, they specialize in custom apparel printing, perfect for family reunions, sports outings, business promotions, and much, much more. For your next project, visit them. Great at greatimpress.com. Greatimpress.com. Great Impressions, we are here when you need us. Make sure you check them out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Oh, I did know the number. Sir Chance is having a day on the talking text line. Okay, then. Well, Dr. Ken, now that we have an idea of at least one of the genres of music you like, how about you make sure you toss in a good Life or Big Fun by Inner City? No. Yeah, make sure you have one or both of those on your playlist. No. See how easy that was?
How do you feel about Daft Punk?
No.
Really?
No. 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 Absolutely not. When you get your money, when you win the lottery, $338.6 million, you can play what you want. You can start your own radio station.
No, I'll play whatever you want, man.
You can get your own radio station. You can get your own radio station because money does that. So I've seen over my span of life that when dumb stuff happens to people, usually it's the person doing something by accident, but then there are some purposeful things people do, right? So let me ask you this question. Hit me on the talking text line, 833-212-1017 or the YouTube chat. What are some of the things well-off people own, rich people own, people with money own? Like, what are some of the things, right? I'm not talking extravagant. I'm just talking about basic. You know they got money because they have it, right? I wouldn't count car because anybody can own a car and it can be a luxury car and say, oh, look, they got money. Well, they may not. Or at least they downplay it. MLive.com has a story today. A man took a boat, one of those luxury items, out on Lake Michigan Friday evening and hasn't been seen since. Charlie Brown, 51 years old, Coast Guard is searching, and they say they're also seeking information from the public regarding his whereabouts. He was last seen on Friday as he departed on the Rosa, Rosa, a sailboat from McKinley Marina in Milwaukee. He hasn't returned. So who do you know that owns a sailboat? People that own boats, super luxury cars, experimental airplanes, not regular airplanes, because you can kind of, you can get a pilot's license and go to Timmerman and rent a plane and be done. But experimental airplanes, I mean, you remember what's his name? John Denver? Yeah, disappeared. Did they ever find him? I don't think so. Why? Flying an experimental airplane in California, went out over Catalina Island, flew out, never came back. What about Sonny Bono, U.S. congressman or a senator, one of those, you know, from Sonny and Cher? Skiing. What's the one thing they tell? First of all, you got to have some money to ski. So there are certain things people with money do, but then there's certain people that have money, it kills you. Like skiing, like boating, experimental airplane. Like, why would you do that? They did. Did they find the plane?
I don't think they found the plane. They did find the body.
Okay. After or before the sharks got to them?
They got it via fingerprint. So got tells it. You everything you need to know.
So ain't nothing. Okay, got it. Is it worth it? No. But that's what people do when they get a lot of money. Oh, we could do this. We've never done that. Let's climb. I'm not climbing Mount Everest. I'm not. I'll put it in half, right? You can fly me past it and I can say, I saw Mount Everest. That's it. Let's climb this. Dude, it's a volcano. What are you doing? Robo, that's the fact that we're doing research. Okay. When that hot lava hits you and you're gone, I'm going to talk about you. I'm like, that was dumb. Hey, let's go down in a homemade submersible submarine. Are you kidding? Dude took his kid in there and ended up killing himself, other people, and his son. And the kid didn't even want to go. Like, Dad, I don't want to go. You got to go. No. Overcome your fear. Well, you overcame it. You died. Who does that? Rich people. Rich people do that. Hey, let's go up in a ship. We're going to go up. We're going to shoot the ship off. And we're going to go. We're going to go. And then it didn't happen. And then it happens. And you're sitting there looking dumb. Sitting there looking like an idiot. Virgin Atlantic? Ain't no way I would have gotten that thing. Oh, we're going to go. We're going to say we went to space. Hey, honey. Yeah, you weren't in space. You were in the upper stratosphere, but you were not in space. Well, why is that? Because if you were in space, yeah, you would not have come back. You do understand that. You have to have a reentry when you're in space. And reentry, which means you need tiles on your craft so you don't burn up. So if you didn't burn up coming back down to Earth, you didn't go to space. Okay? You didn't go to space. It's a little bit of a thing called physics and physical science. You didn't go to space. You went high enough to become weightless because the plane arced. And just like a regular flying airplane, if it goes up or down, you float out your seat. Oh, look at that. That's why I tell you to put your seatbelt on. But you did not go to space. I feel like an astronaut. You sound like an idiot. You know what they was probably playing up in space? T.S. And now with 101.7 The Truth Traffic, here's Debbie Lazica.
Southbound 41, still a heavy ride from Good Hope Road all the way down to about Burleigh. The northbound side backing up from just before Mayfair Road up to Hampton. Southbound 894 also backing up from about Oklahoma Avenue down and around the Hale Interchange past Forest Home. Westbound 94 backed up out of the Marquette all the way past Holly Road. Eastbound's got a couple of pockets, one from just before Highway 16 all the way through to almost Brookfield Road. And then again from 92nd Street all the way to about Holly Road. Southbound 43, watch for delays from North Avenue all the way down through the Marquette to the KK River Crossing. And checking the TMJ4 Storm Team forecast tonight. Mostly clear skies, a low of 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 70. From the WTMJ Traffic Center, I'm Debbie Lazaga on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, I must have touched the... Somebody said, all right, OGDK. Anyway. Technotronic, pump up the jam. Pump up the jam. Pump up the jam. Damn. Now, that's old school. Miles said, I thought they have converted everyone into using the multi-factor authentication. Well, but you have to actually do it. Like, if you don't do it, then your Gmail is open. It's open. It's open. Reginald say, money and luxury items. You mean like a trophy wife? No, I don't mean that. No, that's not what I mean. Those are luxury items. No. No, it's not. What about a personal assistant? They're pretty cheap online. You can find one in a foreign country, and you can pay like $10 an hour and have people that'll do all that stuff for you. So, see, I know you're younger, so you don't really understand about personal assistants and all that. But, yeah, you can get them fairly cheap.
I have friends who send all their audio and video overseas to have it edited and stuff.
Yep.
Where's that at for us?
Well, you better be careful. Better be careful. Somebody say it sounds like life insurance. Somebody said a $500 million yacht. Who would buy a $500 million yacht? You'd have to have like at least $100 billion to buy a $500 million yacht. That's just me. Dude sailed off until the sunrise. Yep. I read that correctly. Yeah. He just. And Sonny Bono, right? Like Reginald says, smashes into a tree. They actually went and told them to stop. You know what a diamond black hill is? That means if you don't have expert, if you're not rated as an expert skier, don't even do that. Like, don't even go. Some of the moderate ones are like, you'll break your neck. This is a black. They were skiing backwards. They were playing football. Hey, let's throw the football around. Hey, dude, stop doing that. You cannot do that here. You are going to hurt. Runs into a tree. Who does that? Like, of all the ways I want to die, running into a tree while I'm skiing? Come on. Come on. That don't make no sense. Miles say Mount Everest is a no for me, but I definitely want to spend a night or two in one of their hotels overlooking the mountain. No, I don't. Somebody said, Dimitri said, by the way, the Saudi royal family owns a half a billion dollar yacht. Okay, let me help you with something. The amount of oil they have is approaching $1 trillion. It's like you making $100,000 a year and having a like $250 a month car note. Like, they're really gonna like. Like, you could invest it and take the interest and pay your car. Like, come on. And they pay cash for it, probably. Hey, here you go. I'm just saying. The subject is still luxury items that can cause death, right? Yep. Excessive plastic surgery. That is true. Did you know that they use Botox for headaches now? So some of the things... That's one of those, yeah, we use it for this, and then we got this, and it's like the, what is it? The Avon spray, right? That ended up being a bug killer. You could spray and use it for skin so soft, and you can now use it, and it's a mosquito repellent. So, I mean, you know, sometimes stuff happens. There's a Russian billionaire who owns Eclipse Yacht. It's $1.5 billion, and this yacht includes advanced security systems like missile defense and bulletproof windows. If you can blow up an airplane, if you can – come on now. You don't think you could blow up this yacht? They bombed the Pentagon. Come on. I get it, though. I said I'm going to go to Turkey and get a hair transplant this year. Why don't you just cut it off? Like, I've never understood guys with bald spots who don't just cut their hair off. Or people that wear it around here. I don't understand that at all.
No, I have a lot of friends who text me new razors that they've got coming out. They also, everybody's texting me, come on home. It's just tough, man.
Like, I would have to live on my yacht. For $500 million, I'm just living on it. Like, this is my house. So I guess you would have to have, like, missile defense systems and all that, but they're not going to work. You can always find something that's stealth and you won't know it. Or some guy from you know, SEAL team will just roll up and put something on the bottom and leave. And then boom.
What are you doing to have, like, people trying to attack your yacht? That's my thing, too.
Well, how can I say this? A lot of people that make money have usually made somebody mad, at least one. Fired somebody. Yep. Matthew said, I just have a receding hairline and my crown is bald. So it's not a lot of work.
Come home.
Reginald said, that's a horseshoe masquerading as hair. I'm telling you. I'm just not with it. I think if you need help, you should go get help. But also, do you, like, if you don't, you decide this is how I'm gonna wear my hair, wear your hair. That's why I've never understood the weaves and the, extensive braids and all that. If that, some people look beautiful in it, and other people, I'm going, you don't have a skin complexion for like blonde hair. Like that's not, you don't. It's, but I guess everybody has their thing. Everybody has their, you know, tough thing. I don't know. I ran across this story on MS on MS MS JS one of them JS Online. It took me for a loop because I didn't really think about this, but now you know, I'm gonna start asking my medical doctor, like, "Hey, dude, how you doing?" Like, I'm gonna ask them the questions they asked me. In the span of Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld's career as an anesthesiologist, he lost 3 colleagues to suicide. He's only in his 40s. Those losses weigh heavily on him, who also serves as an executive director of the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment at the Medical College. He said, "For me, it's very personal to have lived through those losses and to think about how the system has failed those physicians, my colleagues, because the problem is not the person. The problem is the system we drop these people into. The system is at the center of a new report released by the journal, the JAMA, American Medical Association, the Journal of the American Medical Association Network, on August 14th. The report, co-authored by Ehrenfeld, underscores the severe mental health treatment gaps of physicians, the culture of fear and stigma that deters seeking help, and the profound consequences for physicians. So we get asked questions, but then the question is, do physicians get asked this question? 1/3 of physicians struggle with depression, nearly 1/4 with anxiety, 10% have post-traumatic stress disorder, rates far higher than the general public. Female physicians, 53% higher rate of dying by suicide compared to women in the general population. So then you have to ask, when the doctor's asking you all these questions, maybe you need to ask them. Medical students see it as a strength to stay up all night at work, which is ridiculous. Working 100 hours, would you really want somebody working on you in an emergency room that's been up 100 hours? No. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But yet, we see it all the time. The tendencies to go towards perfection. Personality traits that operate very strongly in the background of medical culture. And that's some of the things that drive doctors to work so hard. And then with systems wanting to save money, wanting to do those types of things. Personally, I asked my doctor. I actually interviewed my doctor. I told people before. I interviewed my doctor. Hey, it's 1017 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When you want long-lasting comfort and reliability, it's easy to trust Pella. Every piece is specifically constructed for you and your home. Always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance to last for years, and built to create long-term energy savings. And if you order within the next 6 days, by August 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 5 full years. How do you do all that? Visit PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com.
Dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's been one of those days. One of those days. I want to say thank you for being here. Good hanging out. Having a great time. Stuff. Yeah. I want to say thanks to Mao and Dimitri and Reginald and who else is up here? SE. I think SE was the first one after I got in. First time I ever got in. Laron. All that stuff. I'm just saying. Appreciate it. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Truth Unfiltered's coming up. You got me for another 2 hours. Then you got some Tori Lowe and on throughout the rebroadcast day until 22 hours from now. I'm going to roll back in, God willing, and harass people. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you. thank you for listening. Just make sure you download the app and you can listen to us live, or you can listen to the rebroadcast all you want. Or you can stream and watch us live on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell. You never, ever, 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 ever miss a live show. God bless. Take care. I'm out.